News Radio WJPF, Paul Jacobs, State Representative, our guest. Paul, good to talk to you again.
Well, it's always a pleasure. I wish it was under better circumstances.
And have you seen the budget? Have you seen it, Paul?
Well, no, we haven't seen it. We got it late last night, and then, of course, it's nowhere. There's no digital where we can actually go to it and pick it up and read it. But the staff has been reading it all night. We will get some information on it probably in a few hours. We don't go back in until 5 o'clock tonight so that at least our teams can go through it and pick through it. We have a few things that we know are in there, and we have some things that we're suspicious are in there. But it's 3,500 pages again. It's absolutely amazing the length of time. I mean, we had to come back an extra week for it. Couldn't get it together for the 19th. It took them a whole another week to get it together. A lot of disagreement in the Democrat Party on how to split the spoils, I guess.
$50.4 million is what I'm hearing, what I read last night. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
All right. And so you believe the House will vote on it tonight?
We will vote on it after midnight. It takes. We have to have it for 3 days, and the way they calculate the 3 days is yesterday was one day. Day will be a full day, and then right after midnight, I think there may be some rule that has to be an hour or so after midnight. That's our third day. But that's what we get to review it.
That's intellectually dishonest as hell.
You think?
I do. I'm afraid I do, but that's not the only thing here. Okay.
Yes.
You voting yes or no, Paul? From what you know today, as of right now, what are you thinking?
A very firm no. They have so many poison pills in the thing.
Could you give me an example of a poison pill?
Well, one of the things we wanted to get, if you spend the money correctly, you can actually help people. The hospitals in the state of Illinois have not had an increase in Medicaid fees for 28 years. 28 years. We finally got them into the budget, and they are putting $317 million into Medicaid, which is going to help. But none of that starts until January 1st. So, if you do the math, this is where there's no smoke and mirrors. If you follow this, $317 million, which will start January 1st, if it's truly a 24 budget, it should have started July 1st, which means if they needed $317, they really needed, $634. So $634 million is what they really needed, but they didn't have the money to do that, so they just cut 6 months off of it and then start 6 months later. I mean, those are the types of things that are throughout the whole budget. It's quite alarming that they can do that type of maneuver and call that just balanced budget.
All right. Now, a lot of people have been talking about health costs in relation to immigration, and I've heard two figures. One is there was an additional $800 million. And a new figure that I read this morning was $600 million that had been added to the budget to be able to deal with the immigrant health care pressure.
You know, I called and I told the guys if they can find that in there, I needed to know. At this moment, I truly don't know. But if it is in there, that's what really probably held up. And rightfully so. I think that if you take one minority group over other minority groups, I believe that all the minority groups would have a right to gripe and moan about it. I believe that the Hispanic caucus had some special privileges there for the illegal or undocumented people that are in Chicago or throughout the state. The Black caucus and Asian caucus were upset that they were not also included in the minority money that they're going to put out. And I think it's going to still end up being closer to $1.1 billion. But I did not, I can't verify that that's in there. I would imagine that it is in there.
Well, let me ask you a second issue on this. One of our listeners, Ron, just texted me on the American Monument text line saying, did they change the coverage age? Because that had been discussed about moving the coverage age. Now, my understanding is the governor's office didn't want that to happen. Because they're feeling pressure financially and talking about reimbursement rate changes to be able to help. Was there an age change, or has your staff told you yet on that?
We don't know. We may have better luck in another hour or two when I think everybody wakes up after their 2 o'clock in the morning bedtime.
Right. All right.
I know staff has been working on it, though, all night. They go all night long. They'll go and they'll go until we get to a vote on it later on, to almost 24 hours from the time that they did get it. They're constantly working on it. Great staff. Great staff.
All right. Well, here's another one for you, because I'm reading this. This came to me at 11:20 p.m. last night, that the Senate passed increased the LGDF rate from 6.16 to 6.47. I mean, talk about an incremental change. They want to get it to 10, but it was just a few decimal points, really 0.3 decimal points, we'll call it, to round it off. So I guess that's good news if you want to look at it that way.
Well, you can look at a lot of these things. And I think that the biggest problem in trying to do anything is with the really extravagant amounts of revenue that they predicted. In April, we were down $1.8 billion in revenue, which required them to take, almost $750 million off of 2023 budget before we even had the new budget. So they were taking down there $750 million off of last year's budget, which means there are a lot of people aren't getting paid what they were told they were going to get paid. They were trying to negotiate the $41 billion that was left for us to spend in our different districts, and that never got negotiated, but we're also not getting it paid. That's from way back in 2019. So they have a problem. They think that there's tons of money, but the money is as Margaret Thatcher said, it's the problem with communism and socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money. We may be getting to that point, and the smoke and mirrors are getting harder and more difficult for them to show that it is balanced. But if you ask them, it's the fifth year of balanced budget.
Right, based on well revenue and what the future looks like. Now, we could talk about something that doesn't involve money, and I'm almost out of time, but I'm going to make time for this.
Yes.
And this is the change where forcing all constitutional lawsuits to be filed in Sangamon or Cook County. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with money. This has everything to do with idealism and the way this country was constructed and what it meant. That you have a problem with the government and the contract has been violated, you have a right to go to the government and have your issues redressed. You have that right. Now they're limiting, in my mind, this is called limiting access to the courts. It was so troublesome that we passed things that people didn't like, Gun Control, Safety Act, and now we're going to limit how you can complain. And quite frankly, I find this one of the most troublesome ideas that could possibly exist. This is fundamental in my mind. I have the right to petition the government with my grievance, and now they're denying the ability to do that by putting it hundreds of miles away from me. Hundreds of miles away.
Yes. Why do we have districts? Courts. That was the reason, is so that you could do something in your local courts. Also, the judges in the local areas have a better idea of the local area. The idea that the not being an attorney, I don't know the exact legal terms, but it would seem to me that they are changing due process. There's so many things in the courts that you're going to go to hand-pick judges in Sangamon County and Cook County. But that's exactly what we're not supposed to do, go court shopping, judge shopping. So they're making sure that if we have any kind of complaints, which we will have complaints on everything to this budget, there are so many things that are unconstitutional, and we have to go through the courts. Now, are we going to really be able to get it through the courts in Sangamon and Cook County and have any kind of relief for our complaints? I doubt it very seriously. It's a real threat to our republic.
State Representative Paul Jacobs.